Hey, honey. I'm home early. Sweetheart? Oh, hey there, beautiful. How is the best partner on earth this fine evening? I'm glad. I know you really needed today to rest and refresh from all that work your boss dumps on you all the time. Mine was, okay. But much better now that I'm home with you. Not too much happened, aside from the usual cacophony of gossip and managers attempting to piggyback off the projects they assign. It was fairly uneventful. No, it's okay, sweetness. You've done nothing wrong. If anything, having you to come home does me a world of good, okay? No matter what happens at work, you always bring a smile to my face at the end of the day, okay? And by the way, I thought you were gonna spend your day off with self-care, TLC, and laziness, like you promised. But I see an extra glow in your cheeks and your in one of my shirts, but what happened to takeout? Oh, you made us dinner? Well, what is it? It's hard to see through the pot lids. Pasta? Ugh, you know it's my favorite. Thank you. Can I taste it yet? Okay, I will be patient. God, what did I do to deserve you? Come here. You are beyond perfect, my love. Magnificent. Exemplary. Incomparable. Mine. Thank you so much for making dinner tonight, sweetheart. I know we haven't had too much time to ourselves with work keeping us busy, so I really appreciate this. Oh, I love you so much. I am so glad you're mine. And I have the perfect way to show how thankful I am to you and all that you do for me, huh? You'll see, just a second. I'm gonna stand behind you while you keep doing your thing, yeah? I'm not teasing. I'm just giving my lovely partner some well-deserved affection for being so good for me. Starting with your favorite neck kisses, huh? Fuck. Gorgeous, what would I do without you, huh? You finally get a day off work. Have the whole day to relax and unwind. And you still decide to make dinner for us. And you smell so good from your spa day. And your skin. And it's so soft and warm in my hands. I want to savor this body and all the things it can do. You're right. This isn't a normal thank you, but it's my special way of appreciating the most important person in my life, huh? I have to do more than just say thank you. I'll clean up and kiss you till my lips are sore. No. You deserve to be loved, ravished, serviced, like the good little angel you are. My angel. I wonder if you're getting wet just thinking about all the things you want me to do to you tonight. Do you want me to disregard this delicious meal you've been making? Take you right against the counter and make you come over and over until I have to hold you up to support? Is that right? Is the anticipation driving you wild? Is that the reason you're swaying against me and squeezing your thighs together right now? You only do that when you're getting locked up. Let's check, shall we? Fuck. You are soaking through your panties, my love. Did my words affect you that much? Did stimulation from these soft, sexy thighs get you pent up, huh? Oh, you miss me, huh? Or was this your plan all along? For me to get you like this, cheeks hot from the stove and my words in your ears, wearing just my shirt and underwear, trying to be so good by making us dinner, and you can't help but get needy for me. What is it, gorgeous? What are all the pleases for? Use your words, or you can't get what you want. You know that. No matter how good you've been today, you still have to answer to me properly. Oh, honey, I would love to. But don't you think we're cutting it a little bit close? We are still in the kitchen and dinner isn't ready yet. We don't want to create too big of a mess before we get to eat. Or get so distracted we cause a fire. How about this? We'll save that hard fuck you so desperately crave after dinner, and I'll give you an appetizer instead. You'll see. How long till everything's done, huh? Great. Set the baking timer for me. Don't worry about who, what, where, when, why, and how, sweetness. You belong to me because you don't need to think for yourself. Just let me pleasure you. I want my partner to enjoy themselves while we wait for their incredible dishes to finish. You need a break every now and then to just feel good without any obligation other than being good for me, that is. And it's such a convenience that you don't like wearing trousers around the house. Less work for me to reach that sweet pussy of yours. Or of mine. What are you waiting for, love? Turn it on, or we can't get started. Now, let's pull these pretty panties down and shimmy off that shirt and move you to this side of the counter. The apron? I think you should keep it on, my darling little housewife. I mean, you look ravishing wearing that, and I know how much of a mess you like to make. Look at you, my beautiful partner, in all your lustful glory, leaning against our kitchen counter in nothing but that beautiful little apron I bought. I usually love lapping up all your sweet, delicious juices, but I want to watch this stunning face twist in pleasure while I fuck you with my fingers. Tonight, I want all of your pleasure in my hands, right where it belongs. And I don't want to miss a single second of it. Fuck, baby. I've barely even touched you, and you're soaking my fingers. And your clit is so swollen already. Have I been on your mind all day? Or did you play with yourself while I was gone? No. It's perfectly fine that you did. That's nothing to be mad over. In fact, I find it incredibly hot that you couldn't wait for me. Were you in the bath while you did it? You're using one of your waterproof toys between those thighs to take the edge off. Did you satisfy yourself? Just enough for me to get home and finish taking care of you myself. I bet that's why you were squirming against me as soon as I got through the door. You are going to have to be a little louder, darling. I can barely hear you through all of those pathetic whimpers. That's what I thought. I'm really gonna have to work hard for your next orgasm then. It won't be enough for me to just tease your lips, will it? Not even one of my fingers circling your clit. Make it nice and hard again for me. Damn, Angel. I've barely started and you're moaning so pretty for me. Lean against my chest and tilt your head for me. Just relax. Enjoy everything you're feeling, sweetness. Feel my lips roaming down your neck. My teeth grazing your skin. My free hand massaging your chest and playing with your nipples. Maybe slip a finger or two inside of you while I rub and pinch this sensitive butt in my hand, huh? Yes, that's it, beautiful. You love it when I tease you like this. Mixing pain and pleasure so well, all you'll ever want is more. You are clenching so tightly around my fingers, Angel. Are you getting close? Do I have to slow down already? Huh? Don't worry, baby. I won't. Not yet, anyways. I want to coax it out of you. I want to get you so worked up. So sensitized and overstimulated that we both feel your heart panging through your chest. And then, when you are at the brink and you just can't take it anymore, I will make you come so hard you will scream and see stars. Oh, you like the sound of that, don't you? Being teased to no end and edged with no control of your orgasm, of your body. Yeah. So how far do you want me to push you, darling? You already feel so fucking tight around my fingers. I don't know how much more you can take. Don't be like that now, love. You weren't this shy when you asked me to fuck you against the counter. Remember? Fine then. I will just slide my fingers out and grab your chin to make you look at me and tell me what you want. Answer me. Do you want more? Do you want me to bring you back to the edge and keep you there until I let you fall. Good. See how much more you can get when you ask for it. Don't worry about me, sweetheart. I've got everything I need right in my hands. Right now, this is about you and your pleasure. But before we get back to that, we need to address your behavior. Fuck. You weren't ready for that, were you, darling? Getting spanked right on your sensitive clit. How does it feel, baby? Does it feel good for you? Like lightning shooting through your core. This may be fun for you, but take note, little one. This is for not answering me. Closed mouths don't get fed. Silence won't get you more of anything. Do you understand? That's right. You moan so fucking pretty for me. I can feel your body quaking against me, shaking like a leaf from these swats against your pussy. That's right. I know you can take it. I know it feels so fucking good. But don't you dare come yet. Just keep gasping and whimpering for me while I spank this beautifully swollen clit and some more. Was that a growl I just heard? No. I love it. But have patience, sweetheart, or I will make you wait even longer to come. You'll be too lost in pain and pleasure to protest. And when I finally take you to the brink of release, I will stop again and again. Okay, I will ease off for a little bit so you can focus more. I'll just rub your lips to help you come down a bit. No, of course we're not done yet. This is just so you can learn to be more patient. I wasn't kidding about edging you until you couldn't take it. And since you are so eager tonight, that might just be the case. I will make you wait until you're desperate and begging if I have to. But the faster you learn your lesson, the quicker and harder you can come for me, okay? Good. For now, just feel me slowly caress your folds and avoid You're oh so sensitive, Clint. See just how much pleasure you can feel when you're obedient. Oh, no, 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 sweetheart. I know you want to come, but it's so much easier to hold out when I'm avoiding that sensitive fucking clit, right? Enjoy these soft touches while you can, because I am going to build you up again and make you come the hardest than you ever have before. What was that? You want more of what, sweetheart? You want me to put my fingers back inside you? You want my fingers to press on that spot that makes your legs buckle, huh? Come on, isn't. Please, darling, use your words. Ask me properly. You know how I like it. So much better. And since you're starting to listen and be obedient again, let me slide my fingers back into this pretty little hole and rub that special spot for you. Fuck, there it is. Lean against me and squirm while I massage you and then fuck you with my fingers. Even if I wanted you to, I don't know if you could speak anymore. Oh, you are taking my fingers so well, my love. I know. I love how I'm the only one who can make you feel like this. So sensitive and overstimulated and submissive and good. But you haven't come once since I've been home. And all that built up pleasure's almost too much for you, huh? Yeah, you are being so good for me and waiting until I tell you to come. And it will all be worth it when I have you screaming and coming around my fingers, huh? Such a desperate girl. Are you ready? I didn't hear that well enough. Tell me again. Are you ready for me? I think I've made you wait long enough. I want to give you that relief you've been craving, so no more teasing. Are you ready for it, baby? Lay down on the top of the counter. I need to taste you right fucking now. I love how fucking delicious you taste, gorgeous. Fuck yeah. Grind on my face. Buck and writhe on my fingers and tongue. Let those growls and moans go, baby. Scream my fucking name. Let the neighbors know who's making you feel this good on our kitchen counter. One of them might even see you through the window. Fuck my face. Put your hands in my hair and smother me between your thighs when I shut in a swirl clip. Ready to see stars for me, angel? Are you ready to melt and get lost in that pleasure? I couldn't feel how close you are. Come on, let go for me. I need you to come all over my face and make your juices soak my chin. Be a good girl and come on my tongue and a finger. That's it. Be a good little housewife and lose yourself to me. That's it. That's it. Good Lord, that was amazing. How are you feeling? Oh, shit. Hang on a second. There. Everything's resting away from the stove. It's all turned off. Come on. Come back into my arms and catch your breath with me for a bit. Come on. That's it. Just breathe with me and come down from that high. You did so well for me, baby. I love making you feel so good, watching you enjoy every moment. What a lucky day for me. I got to give the love of my life one of the hardest orgasms they ever felt. And I got a treat for dinner. Thank you again for tonight, my love. And I appreciate you so much for trusting me. I don't ever take it or your pleasure for granted. I know you've never been edged that much before, but I'm really glad you enjoyed it, because I surely savored every torturous second. Well, aren't you the sweetest? We can take care of my excitement after dinner, however you'd like. Oh no, I'm definitely not done with you tonight. You were the appetizer. We will eat and enjoy your deliciously, lovingly made main course. And I, if you'd like, will be your dessert. Sounds like a plan. Now, let's hydrate and fuel up for the round two. I'm hoping we'll both come several times before the sun comes up, but it depends on how mean I'm feeling. Shall we? Great. Now, get dressed, as much as I pity it, and I will grab us some plates and silverware just after I kiss you again.